Hey, you fellas! Billy Bunter's back!
This week, Billy Bunter afloat. Yee! It was just before breakup at Greyfriars School. The removed fellows were asking one another for the holes, but nobody, so far, had displayed any desire for the fascinating company of William George Bunter.
I say, you fellows!
Pocket Bunter!
Oh, Billy Wharton!
Buzz!
The famous five were deep in a financial problem in the study. They were, in fact, at the moment, a committee of ways and means.
It would be jolly on the river, but...
topping, if we could fix it up. But...
the topfulness would be terrific, but...
we should want a decent boat, and hiring a boat on the Thames in the summer would be rather a big item. We're not rolling in money like Coker.
Oh, Coker.
But if some good Samaritan would lend us a boat, we could manage everything else.
I say, you fellows, if you let a chap speak, it's really, really important.
Pulls off your fat ass before you're booted.
Yes. Oh, well, I like that. I can jolly well tell you that there's plenty of fellows in the remove who would jump at it if I offered to stand them a boat this vac.
What?
That's what I came here to tell you, fellows. I'd like you to come on my boat.
Your boat?
Well, not exactly my boat. I mean, it's going to be lent to me for the holes.
Gammon!
Oh, really, Bull?
And who's lending you the boat for the summer?
Oh, somebody I know. Mind, it's a jolly good boat. It's roomy and all that. I'm standing it, and you fellows, you can just meet any little day-to-day expenses that crop up. That'll be fair all round, I think.
Quite. Couldn't be fairer if there was a boat, eh? But now you've told your funny story, run away and play.
Oh, really, Wharton?
Balls off!
Do you think I'm pulling your leg? Well, I tell you, it's honest injun. Now, look here. If you fellows don't believe me...
Oh, the believfulness is not terrific, my esteemed fat fibbing Bunter.
Like me to show you the letter from Mawson's about the boat, Cherry?
Oh, do.
So I jolly well will. Here it is. Like to read it?
Oh, let's... Mawson's Yard Staines. Dear Sir, the boat Nautilus will be ready to be called for on and from the 1st of August with all fittings, supplies, etc., as per instructions received. Yours faithfully, Mawson & Co. Well, my only hat! This beats the band!
Beat it hollow!
The beatfulness of the esteemed band is terrific.
Looks okay, no mistake. Catching it somewhere, we know Bunter.
Oh, really, Bull?
Well... there it is, in black and white.
That settled it. There it was, undoubtedly, in black and white. Billy Bunter had solved the problem, and all was calm and bright. The Nautilus was rolling up the Thames. Six fellows manned the boat, but only five of them took turns at towing. There really was no reason why Billy Bunter should not have taken his turn, unless laziness was a reason. Johnny Bull, indeed, was disposed to assign Bunter his turn and invigorate him, if necessary, by an application of shoe leather. But it was, after all, or at least it was supposed to be, Bunter's boat. And making Bunter work required more exertion than the work itself. So there was the fat owl, sleeping and snoring in the drowsy summer's afternoon. Horace Coker breathed hard and he breathed deep. A frown corrugated his brow. Coker was perplexed, annoyed, and his temper was rising. Potter and Green of the fifth form were tactfully silent.
I don't understand this.
That, in itself, was not surprising. There were few things that Coker did understand.
You fellas make it out. Got any ideas what it means, Potter?
That boat's been called for. It's gone.
Yeah, I know that.
You didn't... ask some relation of yours to call for it.
Don't be an ass, Green.
Well, it was someone named Coker.
Oh, Coker him. There's some idiotic mistake, and I'm going to know what it means.
Look, here's Mr. Mawson now.
I know. This is very extraordinary. You are the Mr. Coker for whom the Nautilus was engaged.
No, if about that. I'm Coker. Horace James Coker of the Fifth Form at Greyfriars. That's me. Where's my boat?
Well, the fact is, it were called for yesterday.
Yes, I've been told that already.
And if you are this Mr.
It
Coker...
Don't I keep on telling you that I am Coker?
I was
Coker.
About to say...
I am Coker. Think I'm not
no,
Coker?
I was about
of course
to
I'm
say...
Coker.
That if you are this Mr. Coker...
Which I am.
Very singular that the young gentleman yesterday was in possession of the letter we wrote to Mr. Coker...
That's me.
Yes, at Greyfriars School, and which we naturally took as proof of identity.
Oh, that letter. I remember it. I left that somewhere. You fellows remember where I left it?
I do remember you shared it, Turf.
Fat lot of good expecting you fellows to remember anything.
Oh, my hat! Is this some Greyfriars chap chaping us? If you left that letter about and someone got hold of it...
Oh, some Greyfriars man.
Yeah.
He's got hold of that letter
and
walked off with our boat for a jape on us. That's it. By gum, I'll jape him. I'll spifflicate him. I'll pulverize him. I'll strew him in little pieces all over the Thames.
Well, if some chap's japing, we shall get the boat back, all right. What was he like, Mr. Mawson, this Greyfriars chap?
If I recall right, he was a stout young gentleman, unusually plump, matter of fact, wearing spectacles.
Yeah, Bunter.
Bunter? Oh, scissors, not Bunter.
Yes, Bunter. I'll spifflicate him.
Look, if it was a chap named Bunter at our school, Mr. Mawson, any idea where he went with the boat?
Headed up the river, actually, with his friends.
His friends?
Yeah, there were a party of five of them, waiting for the young gentleman just upstream.
Five? By gum, a gang of them. What were they like?
Oh, they were, just schoolboys. Don't worry, remember, one of them was a dark young gentleman, that's right.
That'll be Wharton's gang, the whole gang of them in it together. A day out in my boat. I'll give them a day out. I'll pulverize them. Come on, you fellows. We're going to whop them young villains.
The boat, tied up to a willow, rocked gently on the Thames. Bunter, his fat limbs sinking in soft cushions, grinned over the excellent pineapple that belonged to Horace Coker. Every now and then he chuckled.
Come on, chaps, everybody sing up. Whee! Cruising down the river
on a Sunday afternoon.
On a Sunday afternoon.
With the one you love.
With the one you love. The sun above. Waiting for the moon.
The old accordion playing.
The old accordion playing. A sentimental tune.
Hit it.
Cruising down the river. On a Sunday afternoon.
Oh, Bunter, this is topping.
I love it.
Fat villain, Bunter.
Hey, Cherry.
You piratical porpoise.
What?
You
what?
Fat, foozling, footling, Francis Rum.
Oh, really, Cherry, honestly.
Come here, Bunter, let me at you.
My esteemed and ridiculous Bob.
Here, oi, get off. You've gone mad, Cherry. I say, you fellows, don't keep him off, will you? What have I done? I'd like to know.
I'll burst him.
But what, for goodness sake?
The fat villain.
Ow, Daroo, ow, let go, help. Oh, I say, you fellows, help.
Easy does it. If anything's the matter...
If? Whose boat do you think this is?
Bunter's.
It's Coker's.
What?
Coker's?
Oh, crikey!
The fat villain has been diddling us all along the line.
I say, but hang on. I mean, Bunter told us.
Wouldn't Bunter tell anybody anything? I came across Coker back in that lane. He was blowing off steam to Potter and Green, and it all came out.
Oh, is Coker here on the river?
Yes, he is. And he's after his boat. All that grub that we scoffed the first few days was stacked up for Coker.
Oh, crumbs.
Oh, no. Oh, scissors.
That fat villain, that fat, footling frump, that diddling octopus, that dithering grampus, that...
Coker's boat?
Yeah,
I can't quite get it down yet. That fat villain... We might jolly well have known there was a catch somewhere. I told you so right from the start.
The catchfulness was terrific, and the slayfulness of the esteemed and execrable banter is the next item on the absurd program.
I say...
Anything to say before we scrag you bald-headed and boot you off the boat?
Oh, no! Oh, I say! Oh, stop it, you fellows! Help! Careful, I'll fall in! I say, stop it!
They all grabbed at Bunter together, and the fat owl made a wild backward bound into the bows to escape clutching hands.
Don't get off!
His escape would not have lasted many seconds, but at that moment came a crash of heavy footsteps and a roar from the bank.
George! Gotcha, have I?
Oh, crikey! It's Coca!
Bunter grabbed the boat hook and shoved wildly at the bank. The Nautilus rocked out into the Thames. There was quite a wide space between boat and bank, but that did not stop Coca. He jumped.
Yeah! Oh! Coker, where's he gone? See anything over that side, Cherry?
Not a thing. Oh, my hat. Can't he swim? Any sign downriver, Wharton?
Nothing. We've got to help.
Oh, no.
Oh, pull him in.
That's it. Come on, grab hold of this, Coker.
Come on, Coker.
Grab that boat out, Coker. Come on, old
boy. Come on, Paul.
There you are. You'll be okay. Get your breath back, old chap.
Look, that's it. Oh, say, Coker. Sore throat, Greta.
At last, Coker was safely hooked and landed like a huge whale. He sprawled in the bottom of the boat, feebly gurgling.
I say, you young ticks. I was going to thrash you all round for bagging my boat. I was going to... It's only decent of you to come in for me like that. I wasn't in any danger, of course. I'm a pretty good swimmer.
Of course.
Oh, somebody let me a hanky. Mine's all wet.
We didn't bag your boat, Coker. That fat villain Bunter bagged it, making out that it was lent to him, and we never knew a thing. Haven't an idea.
Not the foggiest, Coker.
And we're going to slaughter Bunter for taking us in.
The slaughterfulness will be terrific.
I thought you were all in it together, and I was going to... I believe I'm going to have a cold.
Here's a towel. Sorry, Coco, if we'd known it was your boat, we'd have handed it over the minute we saw you. But how the dickens were we to know when the fat villain took us in?
We'll get our things out, and you can have the boat as soon as you like. We'll leave the boat here for you.
I say, you fellow.
Shut up, Bunter!
You needn't bother. I think I want to go boating in this state.
You better get that coal seen to, Coco.
I know that without a silly fag telling me. Nugent, don't draw. I was going to say, it was pretty decent of you. You can have the boat. Oh, do you think I want it now? No, I'm going to telephone from that inn and get a car home.
Horace Coker tramped away to the inn without waiting for a reply. The famous five gazed after him and then at each other.
I say, Bull, I mean, you didn't really believe...
Anything to say before we scrag you bald-headed and boot you off the boat?
Oh, Yarrow! Oh, look, I say, you fellows, I mean, just let a fellow explain. The truth is, and this really is the truth, it ain't Coker's boat at all, no! And even if it is, I certainly never heard him talking about it at Greyfriars. And in any case, I never, ever picked up a letter that he left in the cloisters.
Footling, fibbing foozler! If you say another word, I'll jab you with this boat hook!
Beast!
Oh!
I didn't, I mean, I... Whatever, it was all a mistake. It ain't Coker's boat at all, and Morton never ever came home.
You've been listening to Billy Bunter by Frank Richards with Tim Brooke Taylor, Graham Garden and Bilotti. The producer was Melanie Miller. Billy Bunter is a Rewind production for Radio 2.